Monroe, West Monroe, 100.1 Lake Charles, and KQJO FM, 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi, and online at www.kaytfm.com.
Church. I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family-serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God. Doubt who Jesus is. There are many questioning, calling him just a good man. I shared that this guy came to me. He was a nice guy. He came up to me and said, "Sir, do you read a lot?" And I said, "Yes." And he said, "Here, I want to give you my little information pamphlet." You know who they were. And I began to understand. I said, "Oh, I see who you are. But if it ain't about Jesus, it ain't about salvation. If he's just a good man to you, your salvation is in question. Because Jesus came to save us from our sins. And if he was just a good man, that suggests to you that there has to be something that's within you that has to be saved. And so because you only say he's a good man, how do you get your salvation? For all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And so now how do you get saved? How are you saved? If Christ had not come, there would be no salvation. I don't care how well you think you are. I don't know how well you think you can articulate and interpret scripture. If you are not trusting the Lord for your salvation, you ain't got none. My brothers and sisters, when we see what Christ was doing, he was saving the people from themselves. Yes. When we see Christ today, there are many who doubt who he is. But the person who truly seeks after Christ, who truly seeks to meet him, will have their doubts relieved or eased. See, when you have a relationship with the Lord, all of that stuff that you're hanging on to will go away. Amen. Because the Lord is still speaking on your behalf. Amen. He is our mediator. He speaks to the Father on our behalf. It is Jesus who can speak and change lives. He goes before the Father. He sits at the right hand. And he petitioned the Father on our behalf. Jesus said in verse 18, "And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority has been given to me in heaven and in earth. His power and his presence will be with us until he returns to consummate his kingdom."
Amen.
His power and his presence. This power, this authority in the Greek is exousia. It is the official right or power had been given to Jesus by the Father. Exousia. And now he was instructing the disciples to go on the basis of this exousia power. I'm giving you power. I'm giving you authority. That's something that we have as pastors and preachers when we get in a pulpit and we feel this exousia power that resonates within us. The Lord says, "I'm commissioning you with exousia power." This power gives us strength. to baffle the enemy with the divine word of God, words that they can't comprehend. But the Lord's word penetrates the heart, because his word is alive and is active in our life. It makes us stronger than we've ever been before, because his word is mighty and powerful and great and eternal and everlasting. We call on God's exousia power in our life to share his word to a dispensation or a church, to a people or to a nation who will not hear. Pastor, I need you to go and share my word all over the world. Maybe you have a ministry and it's going over the radio, but you are shattering, you're breaking down strongholds. This exousia power, this power that resonates within the hearts of men that have been called with a holy call, have been called with a charge to share the truth to the people who will hear. Let he who have an ear, let him hear. Jesus has the right to judge, and he has the authority when we stand before him. Amen. We will all stand before him. Some will stand before him in judgment because they did not accept him, and then we will stand before him to get rewards. He did say, I will reward you when I come.
Yeah, yeah.
We will be rewarded for the things we do for the Lord. What are we doing for the Lord? What works have we done for him? He is challenging us each and every day. He said, what works are you doing? Well, I come to church. What else have you done? I'm in the choir. To God be the glory. But he said, I need you to get out of the church house and go into the fields. There is much work to be done. We sometimes hold on to this. And the Lord says, I need you to go to the uttermost parts of the world and share what thus said the Lord to those who have not heard, to those who will hear. Amen. One thing I can say about them folks, those denomination that don't understand him and don't have a doctrinal acknowledgement of him, they can witness like you've never seen before. They're good at what they do. Why is it that we can't witness the way the Lord has called us to do? He told the disciples, I'm giving you my marching orders. I need you to go. I'm commanding you to go. Go and reach those who don't know me. Tell them the truth, because there were some that won't tell the truth. But if you telling the truth versus them telling something else, they will find it in my word who is right and who is wrong.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir.
Jesus will be the final judge. Now we know why Hebrews, Brother Gaines, 12, 1 and 2 say, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despised the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God, who is watching us as we run this race. We're in a race.
Amen.
For our eternal rewards. Salvation is the gift, but a reward is in what we're doing as we run this race. We have been given an assignment to go in this race that we call life. And as believers, when we go and start doing the work of the Lord said, I'm with you. Yeah. I'm with you, Reverend Mathis. No matter what they say about you, no matter how they criticize you, I'm with you. Pastor, how difficult is it? Yes. The ministry has never been designed to be easy. But yet you're in a race. And the race is not a sprint. but it's a marathon. What you don't see materializing today if you just keep waiting. Pastor, I don't see it. You ain't supposed to see it. This is a marathon.
That's right.
I don't see the numbers, Darrell. This is a race.
Yeah.
This is not a short sprint. This is a marathon. And the Lord has the time to put however many he needs to put wherever he wants them to be. This is a marathon that we run, but he tells us to keep staying in the race.
Amen.
Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Don't abandon the ship. Stay the course. It's what the Lord has commanded us to do. And when you stay the course, when you look behind, you'll see, where did they come from? There's a mighty cloud of witnesses watching us as we run this race. God, who is watching us as we run this race, we've been given that assignment. Jesus revealed to his disciples their field was to include all nations, not just Israel. They were to make disciples by proclaiming the truth concerning who Jesus is. And those hearers were to be evangelized and enlisted as Jesus follows. Because the harvest, my brothers and sisters, is truly plentiful. But the laborers are few. The Lord has commissioned all of us to go to work. Not just for the pastor. Not just for the preacher. It's inclusive. He has commissioned all of us to work. Because Jesus said, I'm going to leave you, but I go to prepare a place for you. That sounds like I got to go to work. Jesus said, I'm leaving you here. I've done all of the work I'm going to do on this side. But I've got to go to my Father's house, and I've got to go and do some more work. Because I have to prepare a place for those who are in the race and who's doing the work and who has believed. And the final words of Jesus recorded by Matthew were very promising, that he would be with them always until the very end of the age. Though the word did not remain physically with the 11, his spiritual presence was with them until their task on earth was finished. These final words of the Lord were carried out by the apostles as they went everywhere proclaiming the story of their Messiah, Jesus Christ, the King of the Jews. My brothers and sisters, the Lord is saying to us this morning, whatever you are going through, I'm with you. I am with you in your health condition, your heart, your cancer, your diabetes.
Amen.
I'm with you. I am with you when mother is gone.
Amen.
When your father is gone.
Yeah.
When your sister and brother is gone. He said, I am with you. I am with you when you are bankrupt.
Come on.
Because I own the silver as well as the gold. I am with you. I am with you when the enemy attacks you.
Amen.
Because no weapon formed against us shall prosper.
Yeah, yeah,
and when you know that you know that the Lord says, I'm with you, you don't have anything to worry about. All we have to do is stay in the race. Because I am with you. The doors of the church are open. And if you dare to believe that the great I am.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministries. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, You can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana 71485. As always, we hope to see you in